The 2016 Iditarod kicked off in Willow yesterday afternoon, and so far, Girdwood musher Nicholas Petit is leading the pack as he makes his way between Finger Lake and Rainy Pass. I'm Josh Edge.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
Red, white, and blue flags flew high at this year's Iditarod start line, but they were not the flags one might expect at an American race. These flags bear the Scandinavian cross, and they were flown by fans who came out to cheer on more than 10% of the race field. As KNOM's Emily Schwing reports, there are more Scandinavians in this year's Iditarod than ever before.
Bye, Elskedai!
Bye, Elskedai!
The Elskedai. It's one of the cheers a group of fans threw out as dog teams surged down the trail out of Willow. Dan Lean appears to be the group's ringleader.
We are proud members of the Sons of Norway in Anchorage, and so we bring our flags and yell a few Norwegian phrases at them, like, Ja Elskedai, which means I love you and good luck.
Lean says he's here every year, but this one is special because there are 8 mushers from Norway and 1 from Sweden.
We yelled at him at the trail. We said, we don't have any Swedish flags, and he said, close enough.
It comes as no surprise that a region packed with wilderness, mountains, and a winter season on par with Alaska's is home to mushers like Robert Sorley. He brought a dog team from Norway for a 6th shot at a top finish.
Because it's the biggest and the most powerful race in the world, so everybody want to do this race, you know. So
in 2003 and 2005, Sorley drove his team to victory. He's the only champion that isn't American. He's also been known to sing to his dogs.
Yeah, I think I'll sing some songs for them, but I will not sing it for you.
You won't sing it
for
me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because when I sing that for the dogs, they're looking at me and what is happening with that guy? Is he crazy? I'm not ready to sing it in the radio. No.
Sorley's competitor Sigrid Ekron also brought a team from Norway. She says she doesn't have big expectations for her 4th Iditarod, but she could be a worthy competitor, having won 3 European World Championships in the last 5 years. She's claimed victory in both of Norway's largest and longest sled dog races, the Femundslampet once and the Finnmarkslampet twice.
Scandinavia is definitely a good place to run dogs, and there's a lot of good dog mushers over there now, and I think everyone that runs long distance have a dream of running the Iditarod. The Iditarod is like the Olympics in long distance, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's really, absolutely, yes.
Mats Peterson is this Iditarod's lone Swede.
When you've done this one time, you wanna be here. Like, it's the number one race. But I hope also more people from US can come over and do races in Scandinavia in the long run, so we can have like races in both places. That would be the best, I think. So.
Race officials from the Finnmarkslampet reportedly visited with Iditarod Trail Committee officials earlier this winter to discuss future cooperation. But the outcome of that meeting is unclear. In the meantime, Peterson will shoot for a top 10 finish in this, his 3rd run to Nome. He says the most competitive among the Norwegian teams don't intimidate him.
I think I go along with all these Norwegians, and we are really friends out on the trail and so on.
So there's no Swedish-Norwegian rivalry?
No, not really that, you know, only in skiing and so on. The Norwegians are better there, you know. But we are better in ice hockey and stuff like that. So.
There's one Scandinavian whose race plan stands out more than any other.
I'm going to do a long camping trip after the race.
It's been 21 years since Ketil Reiten has driven a team on the Iditarod Trail. From Nome, he says he'll mush back to his home in Kaktovik. It's 1,300 miles, well over the distance of the actual race.
There's no trail and no trail markers, so we are looking forward to that. And we are going to stop in the villages and visit and meet lots of people. So we are really looking forward to that.
Reiten says the seeming Scandinavian Iditarod invasion is really nothing new.
In the early races in Nome 100 years ago, almost half of the mushers were Norwegian, so 10% is nothing.
But 100 years ago, Alaska was only a U.S. territory, and the famous Serum Run to Nome hadn't even taken place. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Anchorage.
And for APRN, I'm Josh Edge.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.